Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr.
And away we go, everyone. Welcome back to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live today from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast, and on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, we want to welcome everyone to this electric show today. I've never said that before, but we have an electric guest here today. Really, really excited. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. We hope you're definitely as pumped as I am right now and our listening audience to have with us today one of the country's leading physicians and really one of the true elite doctors from the great state of Washington. We want to welcome as our very, very special guest today, Dr. Troy Dreiling from Vancouver, Washington. Welcome, Dr. Dreiling.
Hey, Dr. Bard, thanks for having me on the show today. I'm excited to share some stories with you today.
It is a real treat. It's a real honor to have you with us today on the show. And, you know, for so many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast here, which has really become an international broadcast, one of the things that our audience happens to love about our show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some of the groundbreaking medical technology utilized here today by our spotlighted physician, Dr. Troy Dreiling from Vancouver, Washington, but more importantly, during our show, they really, really get a very up close and really a personal look at, from almost as you would say, behind the curtains as to why you, Dr. Dreiling, have been so incredibly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who unfortunately are suffering from back pain, suffering from neck pain, joint pain, suffering from arm and leg pain, often caused by the stress of injuries immediately. And many of these are what we would call chronic conditions, and they suffer from these chronic pain syndromes. And you have been known for a special technology. There's a host of different things that you're known for, but one of the things we're going to do is I want to jump right into the deep end of the pool here. And one of the things that you are known for is a technology known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Dreiling, can you share with our audience what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, I think, Dr. Bard, one of the big things I want to tell the listeners is, you know, what got me into this profession, and I think that really goes to my enthusiasm and excitement for helping people, is I had personal experience when I was younger. Actually, when I was 12 years old, I had a weightlifting injury and hurt my low back, and I actually couldn't stand up, and my grandma's neighbor actually took me to a chiropractor. He did the traditional chiropractic, the adjustments and all that, and I was good. And then when I was 16, I injured my shoulder, and I was looking at surgery and cortisone shots, and a friend of mine said, hey, you should go to a chiropractor. So I went to this guy's chiropractor, and in about a month or so, he fixed up my shoulder. And, you know, I never really thought about chiropractic until my grandfather said, hey, what are you going to do when you grow up? I said, well, I don't know. What should I do? And he told me, he said, you should be a pharmacist. He said, because that's where the money is. So I went to Oregon State University, checked out pharmacy school, and I always say thank God for out-of-state tuition. I didn't enroll in Oregon State University. I instead said, you know, I'm going to go to Eastern Washington University. They have a physical therapy time. You know, I was 18 years old. I thought physical therapy was chiropractic, and it helped me so well. I thought, you know, I could do that. And so when I was taking my prerequisites for physical therapy at Eastern Washington University up in Spokane, I was actually competitive bodybuilding at the time, and I was training for my third contest, and I was doing really heavy deadlifts with four plates on each side, which is 405 pounds, and we were doing repetitive deadlifts, and there I injured my low back again, my injury that I had when I was 12, flared the thing up, couldn't walk, so I said, you know, I tried a chiropractor, and let me try a chiropractor again. So I went to this chiropractor in town, and he laid me down on the table. He put me on these blocks. They're called SOT blocks. Set the timer for 20 minutes. And he started talking to me. He's like, what are you studying at Eastern? I said, well, I'm studying physical therapy. And he got rather upset with me. And he told me why I should be a chiropractor and why I shouldn't do physical therapy. And it made so much sense to me. I shifted gears and started my prerequisites for chiropractic school. And so that's kind of how I got started in this. But you know, I'd get adjusted all the time. I'd take care of myself. But it wasn't until about 10 years ago that I really flared up my low back again. And I tried everything. I tried chiropractic. I was doing it daily. I did acupuncture. I was doing all kinds of different things. And a friend of mine said, hey, you should come over to my office and try this non-surgical spinal decompression. And I was willing to do anything because I couldn't walk. I couldn't get out of bed. It literally took me an hour to get into my truck to drive to the office to see patients. And I said, as a chiropractor, that's not good. I got to be able to function. So this guy put me on his table, and I laid there for about 30 minutes. It didn't hurt at all. The session wasn't painful. And when he elevated the table to get me off, he's like, now just be careful when you get off. And when I took my first step off, I went, oh, my gosh. I had relief for the first time in a long time, and I was so excited about decompression. I started studying it. I found some mentors, and that's really what got me into this non-surgical spinal decompression.
So who are the best candidates for non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, there's a lot of great candidates for non-surgical spinal decompression. Some of the ones that we've seen in our office are people who have been told, hey, you need surgery. You know, these straight out of the gate, you need surgery, or people who've had back surgery, failed back surgeries. We've seen a lot of success in that area. People with leg pain, numbness in their leg. People have been told they have herniated or bulged or torn discs. They've got shooting hip pain, muscle spasms, low back pain. People with degenerative disc disease. If somebody has been told they have degenerative disc disease, arthritis, those are great candidates. Even people with neck pain, arm pain, we do not only do we do low back decompression non-surgically, we do neck as well. And so these are some of the people who are good candidates. Also, people who've had cortisone shots, they've tried the shots, they're on pain meds, opioids. It's a huge problem nowadays. And even the people who are going to pain clinics and they're just told, hey, you got to live with this. And maybe they're doing some work hardening. And so they have to retool because they can't do their normal job, and they have to find a different job because the back pain is so debilitating. Those are all great candidates for this non-surgical decompression technology.
So what a large gamut of individuals across the board who may qualify as a patient within your nationally known facilities. And I think what's very interesting is obviously that in a perfect world, you would be able to accept all the patients that present for treatment. But one of the things that you're known for is your screening process. In other words, making the determination as to who qualifies for acceptance into the program and as a patient. And one of the things that you're known for is the utilization of diagnostic tools, specifically something known as an MRI study. Dr. Dreiling,
yes,
would you be
yes.
kind enough to share with our listening audience the importance, the need for an MRI?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I recently completed a certification program on the interpretation of MRIs. It was a pretty intense course. And so I'm well-versed in looking at MRIs and seeing what's going on with MRIs. And one thing I'll tell you is a lot of patients who may have back pain. They go to their general practitioner, and that might be outside their scope. And so they'll refer them off for an MRI. They might find some abnormal findings, comes back from the radiologist, and then off to the neurosurgeon or the orthopedist. And then those guys will typically recommend surgery in many cases. But the cool thing about an MRI is you get to see, you know, and if and you know just as well as I do, not to see is to guess, and to see is to know. And, you know, we don't want to guess with people's health. So we can pinpoint exactly where the problem is. So if they've got a herniated disc or a bulged disc or maybe an annular tear where the outside of the disc has been torn, it's swollen, we can see what's going on with the facets. We can see if there's degeneration in those facets, which could be compromising the neural structures. We can see what's happening to the spinal cord. We can also see what's happening to the nerve roots. And if there's ligament hypertrophy, which could create a scenario where somebody might get stenosis. And so we've seen great success with stenosis patients as well. But the MRIs really help us see what's going on, and then we can focus our treatment protocol to specifically address those areas. And I can't tell you how many times people will say, after we review their MRI with them, they're like, hey, doc, thank you so much for showing me the MRI. You know, the other doctors didn't even show it to me. They didn't explain what was going on, and this makes so much sense. So I really think the MRI tool that we use, and we have many facilities, and we have some great radiologists who read our MRIs as well, that really we can really pinpoint where the problem is, and we can lay out a treatment plan so they can get the best results and get their function and their life back.
I love that. We are coming to you live on the national broadcast of the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show with our very, very special guest, Dr. Troy Dreiling from the great state of Washington, specifically Vancouver, Washington. Dr. Dreiling, would you be kind enough to share with our listening audience a little bit of your contact information as far as your website and your phone number?
Yeah, we're in Vancouver, Washington, which is just north of Portland, Oregon. Everybody thinks it's Vancouver, Canada, but we're just across the river, the Great Columbia River by Mount Hood, Mount St. Helens, Portland Airport. We're literally 10 minutes away from Portland Airport. You know, we have people fly into the airport and come see us and then catch a plane and take off. But we're in the southernmost part of Washington. The name of our clinic is Zynaptic Chiropractic or Zynaptic Health Center. And people can track us down. They can call us at 360-260-6903. That's our phone number. And also, we also have a website. It's VancouverDiscCenter.com. That's VancouverDiscCenter.com. And they can check out our website and see what we've got going on. We've got events. We've got different things that we do. So those are a couple different ways people can reach out to us. They can also reach me at Dr. Troy at Zynaptic.com. That's Zenaptic. So Dr. Troy at Zynaptic.com. That's how you can get a hold of me.
Very easy to remember. You are a disc specialist. You are a disc doctor. I'm going to brag on you a little bit because you actually have the highest level of training that's available in terms of certification on the national stage as far as being nationally certified in non-surgical spinal decompression. And, you know, one of the questions that I wanted to ask you, because I know our listening audience was very curious about this, is you could have practiced anywhere in the country. And as we all know, patients travel from far and wide to come see you. But my question to you, Doc, is why Vancouver, Washington? How did you decide to open your initial practice there?
Well, you know, I grew up in Portland. I was actually born in Portland, and when I was about six, I moved to Vancouver, and that's pretty much where I wanted to hang my hat. My family's here. I knew a lot of people. I was active in sports. I was active in a lot of activities in the community. And so I said, you know, I'm going to come back to my hometown and serve my patients. And I've been in practice almost 25 years, taking care of people locally with all types of health conditions. So it's my hometown.
I think it's fantastic. I think one of the things that you're known for is your ability to utilize technology in conjunction with your tools, your expertise, expertise, your background, and your experience to treat some of the really some of the toughest conditions around. And one of the things that you're also able to utilize is something known as laser light therapy in conjunction with your treatment. Can you explain a little bit as to how laser light therapy works and its utilization?
Yeah, so laser actually helps the body heal. It's an assistant, so it helps reduce inflammation, helps speed up the healing process. People can't feel it. It doesn't hurt, doesn't burn them. It's very safe, and it's very effective. And the research shows when you combine laser with non-surgical spinal decompression, the results are even greater. And we've been doing a little research on one of the things we do some active rehab with patients who do non-surgical decompression. And it's interesting, I find that some of the studies out there are showing if you do active exercise, one of the studies I read was like for the shoulder, if you combine exercise at the same time you use laser, the results are even that much further. So that's one thing we've been experimenting with, to see what kind of protocol and outcome we can get by using laser. And I always say, if especially somebody has a disc issue, is it helps to seal and heal the disc. So laser is really a cool tool to and literally it's cool. That's why they call it a cold laser. But literally, it really helps people speed up the healing process, helps reduce the swelling, get them out of pain faster. And that's really what it's all about, is helping people get back on track, get their life back, get them out of pain, get their quality of life back, get them back to work, and make it more enjoyable for them. And that's what keeps me going, is the results. It's all focused on results and getting people what they're looking for without the dangerous medications that are out there and sometimes the grueling surgeries that people experience.
Fantastic. You can hear the enthusiasm in your voice, Dr. Dreiling, and I think one of the great things about you is the simple fact that you have a policy in your office to be able to allow patients specifically who've been traumatized to be able to have early access. And when we say traumatized, we're talking about the after effects primarily of automobile accidents. And as a trauma specialist, as an automobile accident specialist, can you share with our audience, Doc, about the importance and the need to be seen as soon as possible? Why is it important to be seen immediately after an automobile accident?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And, you know, I always tell patients, I said, if you've been in a car accident, get in right away. This should be the first stop. Obviously, if you're bleeding, you know, it's a life-threatening situation, want to go to the ER. But other than that, get in right away. And I over the last 25 years, I've found that the patients who come in right away, they get evaluated, and they start treatment. If they have injuries, their outcomes are so much better than people who wait. And I'll just tell you this, Dr. Bard, the people who I've seen that come in, you know, that wait 6 weeks or 8 weeks, they went to their doctor, and their doctor put them on medications, and then maybe they did some physical therapy, and you know that then their bodies had a chance to have that injury heal and solidify. And so now we're dealing with scar tissue, we're dealing with joints that are starting to atrophy, that are going to potentially break down. And so the sooner we can get motion back into the joints, into the disc, into the spine, open up the nerves, the faster that person's going to heal. And many of our patients who come to see us, we look back and we say, you know, when did this problem start, whether it's in their neck or back or wherever the problem might be? Invariably, there is some sort of a traumatic event that triggered it, and they've been dealing with it for months, 5 years, 10 years, sometimes even 20 years. And, you know, the sooner we can get somebody evaluated and treated from a trauma, the better, because the worst case is when you have somebody who's had a chronic problem for 20 years, it's just a lot more work. It's not that we can't help them. It just takes more time and energy. And so the sooner somebody's had an event or a trauma, the sooner we can get our hands on them, the better off the outcome is going to be.
You know, if you look in the dictionary under the definition of the word doctor, One of the definitions of the word doctor happens to be teacher. And I think that's probably one of the most incredible things about you, Dr. Dreiling, is that you are an amazing communicator, and really you're an amazing teacher with respect to empowering your patients, and especially patients who, as we've mentioned, unfortunately have had to deal with the after effects of an automobile accident, and more importantly, a lot of times are part of the, you know, forgive the term, but part of the medical legal maze that they're involved with in terms of whether there is a claim, whether they need an attorney, really what to do. And I think that's one of the things you've been known for, is to be able to guide and direct, especially in terms of your relationship and relationships with counsel all throughout Vancouver. And can you speak a little bit on how that works with regards to the simple fact that obviously a lot of patients are referred to your office from counsel, from attorneys throughout Washington, but also a lot of times they'll come in to see you and they are not represented, and there may be a need or there may not be a need. Can you speak a little bit on that, on typically how that could be handled through your office?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of times we see first-time car accident patients, and they don't know the ropes. You know, they don't know the ins and outs of a claim, what they're entitled to, what insurance covers. They don't know some of the tricks insurance companies pay to slow down claims or deny claims. And so, you know, if somebody's injured and it's not their fault, or even if it is their fault and they've got some coverage, you know, I have a great team that we've put together that knows the ins and outs of the insurance industry, knows how to get claims paid. And sometimes there's tricky situations that come up where they absolutely need legal representation, especially if it's a 3 or 4 car pileup and they're in the middle. You know, everybody's going to point fingers that, hey, it's not our fault. And so a lot of times people can get taken advantage of, and therefore they don't get proper treatment, and then they turn into these chronic pain things. And so I've read studies anywhere from 80 to 90% of people involved in motor vehicle collisions have chronic pain 10 years later. And that's usually because they didn't get proper care or they didn't get any care. And so they're suffering. And you know, if there's a simple, and I don't want to say that spinal decompression is simple because there's a commitment on our part and the patient's part, but relatively simple to correct many of these problems that people are suffering with from some of the technologies that we use, some of the advanced methods that we're using in our clinic. So we really know how to maneuver people through this sea of injury and claims and insurance and attorneys. And I always say we take them from injury to recovery. That's what our motto is. We walk them through from the time they get injured to the time they're fully recovered. And we educate them and train them and coach them and support them along the way and empower them to get their life back on track.
I think that's what's really one of the things that's made you such a leader in your profession with respect to being in a position to empower your patients. And really, for you, Dr. Dreiling, to literally be the torch carrier for them and being their advocate, so to speak, for their claims in terms of coordinating orthopedic evaluations, neurosurgical or neurologist opinions, MRI studies, and more importantly, documenting the degree of their injury, and more importantly, being in a position to communicate how that trauma affected them specifically on a day, date, and time, and how that has the potential to affect them in the future. So you are light years ahead of your peers with respect to being in a position to be able to be so rooted so well in Vancouver, Washington. And I think it's very interesting because, as I mentioned, I said, I'm going to brag on you a little bit. And the reason why is because, you know, I've been very lucky and very fortunate to know Dr. Dreiling personally. And one of the things that you'll notice when you meet Dr. Dreiling is this is a doctor who clearly practices what he preaches with respect to his own physical health, his own physical wellness, and especially with a mainstay of patients, doctor, who come to see you who are specifically interested in maybe shedding some pounds or maybe losing a considerable amount of weight. Can you speak a little bit about your weight loss program and why it's so personal to you?
Yeah, you know, we just, my whole team and I, we just finished up a cleanse. It was a whole food cleanse. We can eat as much food as we want, but we really eliminated all the toxins and the processed food. And I just got a text this morning from one of my staff members. She has ulcerative colitis. And, you know, she was into drinking rock stars. I would see her drink 2-3 of those a day. And I'm like, you really got to get off those things. And she was like, oh, but I need them, my energy. And, you know, come to find out she had all these bowel issues. And she just texted me this morning. She said, I'm so excited. I'm almost done with our 21-day cleanse. She's like, I've had no stomach issues. I'm amazed that I can tolerate the whole food. It's been an amazing process. I can't wait to see what happens when I reintroduce other foods into my body. And so, you know, we've always said nutrition plays a huge role, especially when we decrease inflammation. We encourage people to get moving, drinking water. There's some basic nutritional supplements we encourage people to take on a daily basis. So, you know, nutrition's huge. You know, the father of medicine said, let food be your medicine instead of medicine being your food, you know. So that's the key, I think, is really it's supporting people in their quest to get better, especially if they're in pain. They're going to be inflamed. And so if we can encourage them to eat a healthier diet and show them some techniques that will help them heal faster and make them feel better overall, I'm excited about it.
Well, you can hear it in your voice, but more importantly, you can see it in the results. And I think one of the things you touched upon, which is really an extension of your practice, is your team, how incredible your team is and how everyone on your staff is utilizing these systems, these protocols, and really these strategies to be able to get the most out of life, to be able to have more energy, to be able to lose weight, and to really, really, as I mentioned before, I mean, this is the life and the lifestyle that you live. So it's been such a beautiful thing to be a part of. And for the patients that are fortunate enough to be a part of your practice, who are accepted into your practice, it's unlike anything that they've ever experienced before, primarily in terms of results and primarily in terms of experience. And I think, Dr. Dreiling, I think that's one of the things why I was so excited to have you as a guest on this show. And we're just about almost out of time here. Would you be so kind one more time just to give your contact information here to our listening audience for individuals who want to see if they qualify for care to be able to get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Our office number in Vancouver, Washington, 360-260-6903. We also have a website. It's VancouverDiscCenter.com, VancouverDiscCenter.com. The name of our practice is Zenaptic, Z-E-N-P-A-T-I-C, Zenaptic Health Center. And so those are the ways people can reach out to us.
Definitely, this is maybe a world record show in the sense that it went so fast. And there's so many things I would love to ask you. Would love to have you back on another episode. Would you be kind enough, possibly, if you find time? I know if there's anyone who tries to squeeze more than 24 hours out of the day, it's you, Dr. Dreiling. Would you be so kind in the future to be able to join us on another broadcast?
Yeah, it'd be my pleasure to come back on your show.
What an honor. What an electric, energetic, magnetic doctor, Dr. Troy Dreiling. And if you've been listening to this show for the years that we have been broadcasting and our humongous audience internationally, you know I've never used those words before. He is that unique. And we were so, gosh, today was like a goosebump day in the sense that we had Dr. Dreiling on the show. And I want to thank you guys for being such a loyal, dedicated audience. We do read all your emails. We do read all your comments. And we can't thank you enough for being such loyal followers of our national, which is really our international broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. And I want to thank you on behalf of my co-host on assignment today, Dr. Eric Kaplan. I want to thank all our listeners here today, and we hope to see you again. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. We hope to see you again on the next broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Make it a great day. Make it a great week. Have a ton of fun. We'll see you next time.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.